After revolutionizing the way we interact online, Facebook has now set its sights on your money. Today, the company announced plans for a new digital cryptocurrency. Think Bitcoin, only Facebook's will be called Libra. It's in collaboration with MasterCard and Uber. Facebook has reportedly been secretly working on it for more than a year. So do you trust Facebook with your money? Let's go now to Ina Fried, Chief Technology Correspondent for Axios. Hi, Ina.
Hi, Robin.
So what is Libra? How would it work?
So Libra is one of a variety of coins. We hear a lot about Bitcoin, but there's a ton of cryptocurrencies out there. What makes it most interesting isn't necessarily the technical underpinnings, but who's behind it. As you mentioned, it's not just Facebook, but it's payment giants like MasterCard. It's big commerce companies like Uber. So what's got everyone talking is who's backing this.
Right. Well, more about that. But first, what's the motivation? There's speculation that Facebook, in promising more privacy to users, may lose some of that ad revenue that they get through sharing users' data, and that this may be a new way for Facebook to make up for that, to make more money through this cryptocurrency. Thoughts?
I definitely think that's a piece of it, if not a large part of it, in that, as you point out, like if they're going to move to more private things, they need to monetize them differently. And what better way to monetize things than with money? There's a lot of money to be made in payments. If you look at WeChat in China as a model, I think, you know, a lot happens on WeChat and a lot of it is payments and micropayments. And I think Facebook looks at that model and says, that could be us. How can we do that? And in the US and in Western Europe, I think it's more difficult to just offer a traditional payments. I think they were looking a little bit further ahead. And so cryptocurrency and having a role could unlock, if you will, a lot of new types of businesses if they're successful.
Huh. But there are also concerns about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. So let's take one up. They're volatile. You know, the value changes dramatically. So how will Libra's value be determined? What backs it?
So the assets backing it are traditional currencies. So some of the investors are in dollars, other in other currencies. But, you know, there is this move towards what I believe are called stable coins that are designed to be tied to something else in an effort to avoid some of those fluctuations. So I think the goal is how can you take some of the benefits of cryptocurrency without the volatility? I think that's what everyone would like to create.
So it could be backed by the U.S. dollar or by euros or something like that.
Sure, a basket of currencies, if you will.
Well, and cryptocurrencies are also used because they are sort of these free-floating things. They're often used for illegal transactions like buying drugs online. So how will Libra be, you know, protected, I guess would be the word from that?
I think that's one of the concerns in large part about Facebook going more private is that, yes, it avoids some of the problems in terms of, you know, our information being taken, blah, blah, blah. But what are you opening the door to in terms of hate groups moving behind secret, you know, as you mentioned, illegal currency-based things, whether it's drug trafficking, money laundering, all those sorts of things? I think there's a lot of concerns. I think it's unrealistic to think that the regulators of today aren't going to move into this digital world. I think there was some sense in the beginning of Bitcoin that it could be the wild, wild west and no one will ever know. Well, it turns out every time you want to take Bitcoin off the virtual world and into the real world, the regulators are right there. And I think that would be true of Libra or any other cryptocurrency as well. But certainly to the degree you can spend it more easily, you don't necessarily have to take it into the real world in the same way that you have to exchange Bitcoin for dollars if you want to use it for anything. So I think there are some risks there. In general, I think regulators will find a way to police the crypto world as well, even if it is a little more tricky because it's much less state-tied and much more boundaryless.
We mentioned some of the things that Facebook is dealing with, you know, the privacy concerns, concerns about fake news, hate speech on its platform. A co-founder joined the Voices calling for Facebook to be broken up. You know, it's too big. And, you know, so people were immediately wondering, why would they suddenly announce this thing that has so many questions? Well, we're hearing they've been working on it, you know, for well over a year in secret. And so, you know, it was probably being worked on before a lot of these questions.
Sure.
But also some are wondering, well, maybe it's just trying to shift the focus. Oh, look over there at that. Do you think it's that or do you think there's something, you know, really real going on here with Facebook?
I think it's definitely real. I think the question is, do we want to trust Facebook with our wallets? There's good reason not to. I think if you look at the history of Facebook, they're always moving into new things. And indeed, at their developer conference last year, and I wrote about this in today's login newsletter, they were signaling, look, we're going to try and make things safer, but we're also going to keep building new things. And I think that is the stage Facebook is in. They want to take their responsibilities more seriously, if you believe them, but they also don't want to stop innovating. And they don't want to, in the last year, they've moved into dating, into cryptocurrency, and into a smart camera that lives in your house. So they're clearly not shying away from the concerns.
Well, they've also moved into, you know, congressional hearings. So we'll see how this goes. Ina Fried, Chief Technology Correspondent for Axios. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.